Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 16th, 2025. Today is Wednesday in Holy Week. This is a reading from Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 48. When Jesus reached the Garden of Gethsemane, he said to his disciples, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial." While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?" Here ends the reading. We will never know what prompted Judas to betray Jesus. The human psyche is a complicated tangle of emotions, irrationalities, and motivations. Throughout the years, however, especially during Holy Week, I found it helpful to read this reflection about Judas written by Frederick Buechner in his book, Peculiar Treasures. Here's Buechner. If, like the other disciples, Judas was perennially worried about where he stood in the pecking order, he may have been, in his betrayal, reacting to some imagined slight. Maybe he thought his job as treasurer to the outfit was beneath him. Another possibility is that he had gotten fed up with waiting for Jesus to take the world by storm, and possibly hoped that betraying Jesus might force him to show his hand at last. Or maybe, because nothing human is ever uncomplicated, something of all of these was involved. Anyway, whatever Judas' reasons were, the whole thing went sour for him soon enough. Slipping out of the Last Supper before the party was over, Judas led the Romans to the garden that he knew his friends were planning to adjourn to afterwards, and said to them to lay low till he gave the signal. It was dark by the time the others showed up, and maybe for fear that he might scare them off if he used any other method, the way Judas showed the soldiers which was the one to jump was by kissing Jesus. That was all Judas had been paid to do, and as soon as he had done it, there was no earthly reason why he couldn't have taken off with his laundered cash and found a place to spend it. But when the time came, he wasn't in the mood. There are several versions of what Judas did instead, of which the most psychologically plausible seems to be that he tried to give the money back to the ones who had given it to him in the first place, and failing that, he went out and hanged himself. This time, there doesn't seem to be any ambiguity about the motive. There is a tradition in the early church, however, that Judas' suicide was not based on despair, but on hope. If God was just, then Judas knew there was no question where he would be heading as soon as he had breathed his last. Furthermore, if God was also merciful, Judas knew there was no question either that in a last-ditch effort to save the souls of the damned as God's son, Jesus would be down there too. Thus, the way Judas figured it, hell might be the last chance he'd have of making it to heaven. So to get there as soon as possible, he tied the rope around his neck and kicked away the stool. Who knows? In any case, it's a scene to conjure with, to reflect upon. Once again, Judas and Jesus met in the shadows, the two old friends, both of them a little worse for wear after all that had happened. Only this time, it was Jesus who was the one to give the kiss. And this time, it wasn't the kiss of death that was given. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son, our Savior, gave his body to be whipped and his face to be spit upon, give us grace to accept joyfully the sufferings of the present time, confident of the glory that shall be revealed, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.